Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet,
sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Good morning again, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Thank you for listening. Today, our topic is 7 Habits for Small Business Owners. So if you'd like to join the conversation, feel free to call us at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460, or Twitter us at hashtag AppleCapital, or email us at info@AppleCapitalGroup, or you can go ahead and post a message in the message board here in the chat room, and we're going to answer it. I'm going to take a break for a moment. We'll be back in less than 1 minute, and we will talk about the 7 habits of great business owners. You're listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host.
You're listening to the Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Welcome back to the Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Okay, 7 habits of great small business owners. An entrepreneur, a business owner, has a lot of hats. You're the marketing person. You're the managing editor. You're the PR person. You're the president. You're the vice president. You're everything. You're it. You're the driver. You're the engine. You're the heartbeat of your company. And 7 habits of great business owners, they're pretty common. So here are some things that I've done some research on and I experienced. These are things that you really need to do in order to make your business, your habits better as a business owner. First of all, and foremost, you must take care of yourself and your family. And if you take care of yourself and your family, you have a great business because they're going to be there to always support you, make time for them. A business can't run 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You got to shut it down. If you had to be a social media person, do that a certain period of time of the day, but do that 5 days a week. Use some apps to run your campaigns during the weekend, but just plan and just allow that amount of time to do certain things and get it done. Same thing with emails. Don't respond to emails all day long because you get distracted. Pick out maybe, hey, I'm going to respond all the emails within a certain period of time at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to respond to all the emails at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And say I'm going to give 30 minutes to that issue, and that's it. Let it go. And if something else pops in, if it can wait, it can wait to let the person know you'll be back with them. And maybe, like we do here, we look at emails first thing in the morning when we get here. We look again probably midday to let people know that we're still alive, or around 2 o'clock. And then we do another email around maybe probably 5 o'clock before we leave, respond to emails before we go. But don't do it all day long. You're not going to get anything done unless it's something that's really time sensitive. We're a finance company, so yes, even we handle emails from vendors in stages. Since we have a program they can sign on to, and they can see what the notes are and see what stage their loan is at. But it's something that underwriting have a question about, of course, we're going to get on right away. But the regular common emails that we get throughout the day, we just only do it like 3 times a day. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Number two, they have lives outside of their business. Like I said, take care of your family. Take care of yourself. Don't spend so much time mental trying to figure out what to do. Some people have meditation rooms. Meditate what you're going to do before you start your day. Spend an hour what you're going to plan to do the following week. And if you just organize your things just down to what you're going to wear every single day, or pull out your clothes that, you know, your undershirts and shoes you're going to wear. Hey, I'm going to wear this for the rest of the week. Put that out and say, hey, this is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to think about it. You just act, and you save time that way. So that giving you to have more time to do other things. Set your timer for your coffee. You know you're going to get up at a certain time. You do this religiously every single day. Set your coffee to run at a certain time. Hey, I'm always going to be up at 7 o'clock. Put your coffee cup right there and let it run. 7 o'clock, your coffee should be on. You should smell it. Smell coffee, so you're going to be up. Okay, number three, you got to look forward. Like I was telling you that you need to organize yourself, organize your systems, your work week, organize everything you do. And if you're well organized, you're really going to take care of yourself. You got to look forward. You got to be organized, which is number four. You must nurture relationships. And SEO, we call it inbound marketing. So you got to nurture your employees, got to nurture your customers, the day-to-day work habits. Nurture, just make relationships with people, and things should go well. Number six, make decisions. Don't procrastinate on decisions. Don't be indecisive. Be decisive on your decisions. Know what you're going to do. You know, some things that are a little bit more complex, you may want to, hey, give me a little time to reflect on it. And stop everything else and reflect on what is the best option. Even if you have to pad it out on a piece of paper, pros and cons, and try to come up with a scenario. You know, make those decisions. Don't be indecisive. Be decisive. And also cut any fat that you have in your business or anything that you do. Keep the fat down. Trim the fat. So those are the seven things. Again, if we recap real quick, take care of yourself and your family. Take care of your life outside the business. Number two. Number three, look forward. Number four, organize. Number five, nurture relationships. Number six, make decisions. Number seven, cut the fat. So those are kind of in a nutshell what things you really need to do to get yourself really good habits, habits of being a very good business owner. And, you know, exercise, take care of yourself, eat properly, fit. A fit body is a fit mind. Thank you for listening to Core Business Show. I'm Tim J.K., your host. The episodes can be downloaded on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio and some other podcast syndication networks. If you're listening to this on a regular radio station, again, go to our website or iTunes to download the show. Or if you have any questions, you can email us at info@thecorebusinessshow.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Tim J.K., your host. Everybody have a terrific day.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.